Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the first legitimate edition of the breakfast menu served up by No House Advantage. We're bringing you our three best bets for today and the theme, Western Conference Finals. But before we do that, like, subscribe, notification bell. You're going to get used to hearing that on a day-by-day basis. And shout out to No House Advantage, the sponsor of this show. Whether that's NBA, MLB, NFL, or PGA, you can compete in cash in contests for cash prizes. And big news for today only. If you use the promo code AwesomeMo when signing up at No House Advantage, you can get a $50 first match deposit bonus. It's normally $20, but today only. It expires tonight. $50. Don't leave the free money on the table. You're looking to do player props, which is going to be pretty fitting for the breakfast menu. So make sure you're signing up at No House Advantage using that promo code AwesomeMo. Ben, are you excited to make our first legitimate three picks for the breakfast menu?
I am. Yeah. Yesterday we did just a little warm up, little intro. Now we've got Clippers Suns game two. Really big game, of course. A lot to dig into, and we're going to find three good. I think we've got, I know I do. I don't know what you've done, to be honest. We don't know each other's picks. That's one of the staples of this show. We're doing it on the fly. So I feel good. You seem to feel good. We'll see if we have any matching. That's always my favorite part of this.
Same. Or I would like to get, we don't have the same ability in the golf show, really, but I would like opposite? For us to have opposite sides of things, too. That's pretty fun. By the way, you missed the opportunity to say that yesterday was like an appetizer or an amuse-bouche or something. So I just want to point that out. An amuse-bouche. A single bite. No.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that because I didn't know that was a thing. So that makes it more difficult.
Well, that's fair. Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
No, I'm going to, once again, I will let you order up first here.
Okay. I'll put the order in first. My first pick for today, I'm going to put one strip of bacon on that. That is a one unit play just for everybody to know. But we're going to talk in terms of food because it's a better gimmick. And that would be on campaign over 14.5 points. It's minus 104 right now. I have him projected for 16.4 points in 31 minutes. So right out of the gate, I'm basically north by a full basket. It is the third best expected ROI point prop on Odds Shopper. That's the place we're getting all of our odds right now, oddsshopper.com. Third best expected ROI for all of the points props. So the boss man himself and the rest of the team at AwesomeMo.com also on the side of the campaign over. He's got a 25% usage rate without Chris Paul in the playoffs so far, 179 minutes. I just expect that to continue. To me, this number is just too low. He has to be out there if this game is competitive. And 14.5 just doesn't seem all that difficult, especially if the Clippers are going to continue to stay small. There's not really any rim deterrent on the Clippers. I think campaign can get to the rack pretty significantly. And I'm taking that over, 14.5.
I have no problem with that. Campaign, obviously, focal point of the offense now. You're sitting, I see minus 106. Is that the line that you're looking at?
I have minus 104, but I will happily take minus 106.
Okay. No, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, what's there to say? He's going to be asked for major minutes as long as CP3 is out. My first bet, my first strip of bacon, I'm going to the game itself, under 224.5. I know these games have been getting crazy. 234 was that first game after a 42-point first quarter. So you can just see how insane that tempo got and whatnot. But to me, it wasn't the tempo. It was the efficiency. And if they keep that up, more power to them. But I just look at this game. Both teams shot north of 40% from three. Both teams shot very well from the line. They only had 16 turnovers. You know, the Suns shot 55% from the field. Each team took less than 90 shots. That's just extreme efficiency. And I just ask myself, can they keep that up? To me, the answer is no. I expect a little sloppier game tonight. And 224.5 is a pretty good number there. So is it going to come close to this total? Probably. But 234, I think, has inflated this a little bit. After that first game one, I do think the tempo will be down. And really, you're putting tremendous strain on both these teams to shoot a high clip from three. I don't think we see that as much, particularly with Booker, who was just outstanding. So I'm going to get things started with maybe a little quieter game on the whole. Under 224.5, minus 109. That's where I'm going to start.
It makes me so happy that your first legitimate pick is an under, is a pick against fun. That's the best thing in the world to me.
It's the only thing I do.
It's so great. All right, I'm going a slightly different direction, and I'm putting down a quarter strip of bacon. So we're taking one nice-sized bite out of that strip, but we're going for a series bet. I've got the Suns to win this series 4-1 at plus 230. I don't think that Kawhi Leonard is going to play in this series. I do think that we get Chris Paul back for game three. And I think that the Suns win again tonight. So they're up 2-0. I think the Clippers can probably get one at home. And then Phoenix closes this back out in game five. I just don't find this series to be all that competitive if Kawhi Leonard can't be on the floor for the Clippers. And if I don't think he's going to be there, I get plus 230 for this little gimmick of mine going out in five games. So I am going for a quarter strip of bacon, because you don't need to go too crazy on a plus 230 bet. There's some value there already. Suns, 4-1, and then they're on to the finals.
On to the finals, and relatively easy. Man, you know, just to take us back to yesterday. So you have both series being kind of a downer.
Yeah, I do. I don't see them as all that competitive. And I don't think that... I assume that if Kawhi Leonard comes back out on the floor, he's going to look a lot like James Harden or Mike Conley, and not in a good way. So even if he comes back, I'm not worried about it. It obviously makes this bet slightly worse, but I just don't see him coming back.
Neither do I, for what it's worth. I didn't look to the series too much. I stuck to game two mostly because there were some player props that I liked. Sticking with pretty standard for me, and this is going to be probably a theme of the show, another just one strip of bacon bet. I'm going to stick to my units. Going to the player prop world, I had a lot of success with this on the tip-off show, and it's three-pointers made. It's a prop that not a lot of people look at. I'm going with Marcus Morris over 1.5. And again, I'm kind of playing the recency bias game, but it's more a situation that the Clippers, I mean, Paul George is going to do what he does. Reggie Jackson has stepped up. Batum is not a high-volume shooter. Marcus Morris, the reason that they won the Jazz, I mean, they scored 81 points in the second half, but Marcus Morris was one of the many guys that stepped up. And you look at what he did in game one. He was 3 of 11 and 0 of 5 from 3. And the thing I take there is the volume. He's going to need to replicate that. I wouldn't be even surprised if he has more than 5 three-pointer attempts tonight, and I'm getting over 1.5 at minus 110. He only played 21 minutes in the game. I think that could even be pushed, particularly if he's shooting well. And they're searching. You know, Terrence Mann is not going to score 40 points a game. I think we all know that now. So someone is going to have to step up. I think Morris will have the opportunity. Pretty simple. Minus 110, over 1.5. I think he gets the volume to justify that.
For a split second, I thought we were already going to be overlapping, but we are not. But I, for my third and final bet for this video, I'm also going to the three-pointers made prop category. Didn't see that one coming. But I am putting two strips of bacon on this bad boy.
Oh,
I love this one. That would be Paul George over 3.5 three-pointers made at plus 138, which I don't totally understand. I have him projected for 3.8 made threes in this game, and I'm already getting plus money. He took 15 threes in game one and made 7 of them. He shot 41% from three during the regular season. So he could take 5 less threes today and just still be an average bet to make 4 and go over. I don't really understand this line. I think everybody needs to get on it as fast as they possibly can. But plus 138 for Paul George over 3.5 made threes is a two strip of bacon play for today.
Hey, you're coming out swinging rarely. And I like this. A two strip, you know, bet on a plus. You know, normally you'd be talking about this is a pretty big favorite. So you like an underdog prop to cash that much. Yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I have it over 3.5 at neutral. So I thought that should have been the opposite direction. I'm shocked that it's not. So I'm loading up.
So I have a similar situation in the sense that my last prop is a slight dog, even though it's minus 103. The over is juiced more, and to me, the under should be favorite. And it's nothing too glamorous. It's Devin Booker's rebounds. It's over under 6.5. I'm going under. One of the things here is I leaned on Odd Shopper. That is our highest projected rebounding one. Osmo loves this prop going under. And again, it's kind of sticking with that theme. Booker was unbelievable. His first career triple-double. He was grabbing boards. He was dishing out assists. I think this all comes down to earth here. And I just look at the situation. Minus 103 is a really generous line. Searching around a ton of books, I see this upwards of minus 125, minus 120. And that makes a huge difference. And I just look at this game. Another one, there's no major factors where I'm going to reference all these major stats for how, you know, what Booker's going to do on the boards. It's more that I think I get this prop right more often than not. And the line is giving me a lot of room. If this was minus 130, minus 125, I don't think I would take the over, but I certainly would have left it off the card. But identifying it with Odd Shopper, looking at what he did in that last game, and just looking at who kind of Devin Booker is, he's not a prolific rebounder, in my opinion. I'm going to go under 6.5 here. Just a nice flat bet, basically even money, and hopefully get the card started with a nice, nice smooth win here.
Now we've got three bets up and three bets down for the two of us, but we are not done yet. Whether you want to call this dessert or an additional side, we've got our favorite no house advantage prop for today. This is the one that I want to put in the 6-point slot. Basically, you're picking six props and you're ranking them on a confidence interval, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 down the line. To me, this is the 6-pointer, and it's a no-brainer because I've already given you this prop, but it's even better. My 6-point prop for no house advantage today is Paul George over 2.5 made threes. It's one less than what I just took at plus money previously. And I was putting two strips of bacon on that bad boy. I already explained why I thought it was good when it was another, a full 3-pointer made ahead of that. So at 2.5, don't think twice. Paul George is the best prop you're going to find.
Do you eat dessert with breakfast? Is that a thing?
I don't know. It should be a thing. We got dessert shots for brunch last weekend. I mean, it tasted like maple syrup. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. Brunch is acceptable with dessert, but yeah. So listen, one of the many themes on No House Advantage is those static lines. You're stealing a full three. That's massive. I'm totally with you there. I'm going to the other way that you can take advantage is that No House Advantage has guys that are not really in the rotation. Pat Beverly, he's not getting no minutes at this point, but he's certainly not playing a ton. I don't think that changes too often here. Points, rebounds, assists, 10.5 for him. Again, this is no slam dunk, but I just think he's not going to have ample opportunities. He was a basic non-factor in game one, had a couple points, a board and an assist, nothing too crazy. And I just think he's not going to have enough time on the court to really get going. If he's rolling, maybe they leave him in. And could this get clipped? Of course. But it's kind of in that same line with if Paul George takes 12 threes and he goes 1 for 12, you're toast. But you have to live with that. So I think more often than not, you get the scenario, you get the, you know, Ty Lue's rotation right here, and he goes under 10.5 total.
There it is, everybody. Three picks plus a side of no house advantage. You cannot beat it. Ben, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I think one of the many things, though, with these lines, take advantage early. They become inefficient. They move quickly. You want to capture that news and stay tuned. This is the first of many. We're going to be doing this every game. Even if these series go short, we're going to have several games to break on down. You get into a theme, you can take advantage. And don't think for 1 second that this is going to replace the golf videos. We're still going to have our PGA contenders coming out each and every week. We've got a ton of betting content here at Osmo. So get inside the ropes. We'd love to have you as part of the team. A lot of positive things going on over here.
That'll do it, everybody. The first legitimate edition of the Breakfast Menu is in the books. We'll be back again tomorrow with our Eastern Conference Finals best bets. Good luck tonight, everybody. We will see you in the morning.